أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nafsiya Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Nafsiya Reflections, Exemplary Role Model. Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, or Imam Bukhari, is known as a distinguished scholar in Islamic history. He was born in Shawwal in the Hijri year of 194 in Bukhara, Uzbekistan. His father passed away while he was an infant and was raised by his pious, dutiful mother towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She made sure that her son was nurtured with deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Qur'an. He developed blindness at a young age, and with his mother's constant dua pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that lasted for 2 to 3 years, she dreamt that his eyesight was restored. We can take many lessons and wisdom from his life about the character of a true mu'min, believer.
قَالَ وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ.
Who would despair of the mercy of their Lord except the misguided? Surah Al-Hijr, Ayah 56. She sent him at a young age to learn Arabic and attend the halaqat of hadith. Once he reached the age of 6, he was a hafiz of Qur'an, and by 12, he had memorized 7,000 ahadith. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal met Ibn Bukhari and said about him that, quote, he'd never seen from the entire region of Khurasan a man like Muhammad ibn Ismail. Out of 600,000 hadith that the Imam had memorized, only 7,275 survived his tough, stringent criteria, including repetitions. His work, dedication, and sacrifice culminated in one of, if not the greatest works in Islamic history, which is why the Imam was careful not to let any rumor or any distorted narrative tarnish his reputation, and so discredit all his scholarly achievements. Sadly today, we are far from Imam Bukhari's level of intelligence and dedication. We, these days, must carry Islam as a trust, amana. Today, many youths want to know the latest trend to wear the hijab, making their prayers on time, making TikTok videos of the latest trend to dance, not dealing with interest, etc. Sadly, today we play the victim role of why me? We saw how Imam Bukhari's mother instilled in him the love of Allah to gain the mighty reward of the hereafter, Jannah. Some today want pity for their orphaned child, making the child invincible from all the spoiling that was done, and that he or she is the orphan. Let us take pity on the child. Or the other extreme, the orphan is completely neglected in being taught Islam and its principles. As we can take that one example from the life of Imam Bukhari at a young age, he memorized the Quran. Today we see the child having the latest clothes, smartphones, shoes, a car, etc. All because at times he or she felt entitled due to, in quotations, I'm an orphan, using the pity card. Imam Bukhari once on a journey in a boat. When a fellow passenger learned from Imam al-Bukhari that he carried 100 gold dinars with him, the man made an outcry that he had lost the same amount. While a search was being carried out, Imam al-Bukhari, realizing the outcome would tarnish his reputation, which would then prevent him from learning and imparting knowledge, threw his money off the boat. When he was later questioned about it, he said, quote, shall I lose a precious pearl, that is my knowledge and achievement as a scholar, that I have earned over a lifetime over a limited number of dinars? He would never allow worldly goods to tarnish his image or the people's trust towards him, all due to the fact that he worked so hard to compile the hadith. That is love for the hereafter and not the dunya. Imam Bukhari did not play victim, nor had anger, bitterness, or resentment. He firmly understood that trials are a part of life, and it is how we handle these trials. We can either learn and stand firm in patience or become bitter and resentful, which can lead to sin. We can all learn from these examples on how to become role models for the good. We can embed the love of Islamic knowledge, love of the Quran, and understanding what each ayah means rather than memorizing it blindly, as well as implementing the ayat in our future generation.
فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وقل رب زدني علما.
Allah will exalt those of you who believe and those who are given knowledge in high degrees. And Allah is aware of what you do. Surah 58, Ayah 11. Increase me in knowledge. Surah 20, Ayah 114. We should teach our future generation to become protectors and guardians of Islam, to become enthusiastic when learning and understanding the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah. However, we should focus on our behavior and what we learn or read, since children look up to and imitate their parents. We have to look at our actions to ask if this action is an exemplary role model's action. عن أبي الدرداء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان من حسن الخلق. أبي الدرداء reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, nothing is heavier on the scale than good character. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the story of Imam Bukhari is an inspiration for us to open the basic books of hadith and familiarize ourselves with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we may also find contentment. May we always strive to increase in knowledge. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran for joining us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.